Tasha Genoa. And so we're on the next section of chapter 3. Negatives. Below are the negative forms of the verbs of existence. Negatives used to express identity. First person, I am, in. I am not, meh. Second or third person, is, re, is not, ma re. I am a Westerner, not a Tibetan. Nga, inji yin, peba meh. I, Westerner, am, Tibetan, am not. He is a farmer, not a nomad. Gong, shing pa re, dropa ma re. He, farmer, is, nomad is not. Negatives used to express possession and existence in a place. First person, to have or exist, ye. To not have or not to exist, ne. Second person, to have or exist, do. To not have or not to exist, men do. Third person, has or exists, do. Has not or exists not, men do. You have bread, but no tea. Kerong la paladu. Yine cha mindu. You two bread have, but tea don't have. Postpositions. In English, words like to, on, at, and so on are called prepositions and are used to create prepositional phrases such as to the lake, on the table, and at the monastery. In Tibetan grammar, rather than preceding the noun they address, these words follow it. For this reason, they are called postpositions. The postposition la is the most versatile, since it can be used to mean to, at, and on top, ganwa. The book is on the table. Chokse ke gangla tebdu. Table on, book is. Under, beneath, wola. The chair is under the table. Chokse ge wola kupya du. Table below chair is. Near, thula. I am near you. Naga kerange. Thila you, I, you, near to, am. In, on, or at, la. Pula, in Tibet. Nangla, at home. For, la. This is for you. De kerang la re. This you for is. From, ne. I'm from New York. Naga New York ne yin. I, New York, from, am. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simjanongo.